Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 637. What's on my mind today is how hard we are on ourselves as parents and as humans, I might add. But specifically, I want to talk about parents today. I was thinking about all the different parents who reach out to me to work with them. And the vast majority of parents who are struggling feel guilty and responsible, and they're very, very hard on themselves. Many parents come to me and ask me, is it too late? I'm afraid it's too late to make changes to help my child or heal our relationship or what have you. And I always tell parents, it's never too late. There are two things that I tell parents all the time. Each of us is doing the very best that we're capable of with what we have at that moment. That goes for us as parents. That goes for our kiddos, and it goes for our parents as well. If we think back to what our parents did or didn't do that we wish they would have done or not done, they were doing the very best they could with what they had to work with their knowledge, with their resources, with their energy, their understanding of things. They were doing the very best they could. What we can do as parents is we can look at our parents and we can look at how they did or didn't do things, and we can decide which of those things we felt were really good and helpful to us and we want to repeat or replicate, and which of those things they did or didn't do that wasn't so helpful, and we can choose to do it differently with our children. And so even the things that we wish our parents would have done differently still have value to us because it helps us to have a better understanding of what we want to do with our kids. I've met so many parents who were raised by overly strict parents who don't want to parent their children that way, but then they feel lost and they oftentimes switch to the other extreme of being too loose and lenient, and then that causes problems too. And then they come to me, oh my goodness, I can't believe how we're struggling. Have I ruined my kids? Is it too late? I have had parents come to me whose kids were older teenagers saying, oh my gosh, is it too late? I've had parents come to me when their kids are 4 or 5 saying, oh my gosh, is it too late? And it's never too late. It is never too late to improve our relationships with our kids. It really isn't. And so if you are realizing that you have been doing things not in the way that you now realize you should be doing them or want to be doing them, or if you realize that you haven't been doing things that you now want to bring into your parenting with your kids, I would encourage you to release the guilt and the shame and the self-flagellation for the mistakes you might have made in the past. You were doing the best you could with what you had at the moment. And particularly in this pandemic era, It's not easy. It's not easy. It's so stressful for parents and kids and humans. And I see that the stress level is rising as time goes on. So over the past 2 years and always, you've been doing the best you can. And when you know better, you do better. That's just how it is. When you understand that there's a better way, you start to reach for that better way and you start to point in that direction. So if you're noticing, if you're suddenly becoming aware that you're not happy with how things are in your relationship with your kids, don't fear that it's too late, because it's never too late. And if you want to make a change, don't beat yourself up for the mistakes that you made. Just do it differently from here on out. And certainly if you want help with making those changes, please reach out to me. This is what I do with parents all the time. I love what I do. I love seeing the light bulb moments go off in their faces when we talk about new concepts and they try it in their home and it works. It is just the most rewarding thing that I could ever imagine. And seeing the joy and the hope on the faces of the parents that I work with is just such a blessing and such a gift, not only to them, but also to me. So be gentle with yourself. When you know better, you do better. It's never too late to change. And reach out to me if you want my help, because I am very happy to help you. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very enlightening day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.